Well, now it's time for our second feature, which is all about the history of a Norfolk sugar factory, which is set to close. It's read by Robin Quine.
It is a famous landmark which opened in Norfolk during 1912, a year of floods and fighting, at a cost of £170,000, and has provided work for generations of men and women. Cantley Sugar Factory is the oldest in the land, where more than 100 people work, but it has now been proposed it will close next February. British Sugar said the closure was part of a plan to improve efficiency and support the long-term future of the industry in the country. High energy costs are to blame. As you can imagine, people are shocked, sad, and upset. This will have an impact on many lives. The factory has been an important part of our parish, providing employment, supporting the local economy, and contributing to the character and identity of our community. Its closure marks the end of an important chapter in our local history, said a statement from Cantley, Limpenhoe and Southwood Parish Council. Some years ago now, local author Sheila Hutchinson wrote a book about the communities, which included photographs and memories of life in the factory. Sheila lived at Burnie Arms by the River Yare from 1946 to 1963 and spent many hours sitting by the riverbank, watching the cargo boats, lighters, wherries, and the Golden Galleon go by. I can remember the wherry Albion sinking at Burnie Arms on January the 1st, 1960, fully laden with sugar beet destined for the Cantley Sugar Factory, which the men removed by a steam grab prior to the Albion being raised, she said. In days gone by, it would have been hard work for the men working in all weathers, getting the sugar beet to the factory. For many years, sugar beet was delivered to Cantley on wherries or by rail. But in more recent years, the beet and sugar products are transported by road, said Sheila. Until the turn of the last century, large coasters delivered fuel to Cantley factory. But the last large vessel, Appleby, was in about the year 2000, she added. In her book, published in 2014, there is a history of the factory written by Steve Cash and Owen Needham, which explains how, in 1910 and 1911, there was much debate in the English farming community over the potential profitability of growing and refining sugar beet in this country. The driving force behind the start-up of the industry in the UK was a member of a Dutch family long involved in the manufacture of sugar, Jan Petrus van Rossum. He was convinced the soil and climatic conditions of Norfolk and Suffolk, so alike to those in Holland, would be ideal for growing beet. In 1910, he encouraged the support of local landowners for the venture, and plans for the factory were drawn up. Cantley was chosen because of its proximity to the Norwich to Yarmouth railway line and to the River Yare, the major transport routes at the time. Construction began in mid-March 1912, and despite floods in August and a riot, the factory was completed in time for production to start in November. Much of the wharf and factory construction was carried out by J.S. Hobra of Norwich, but much of the workforce was multinational, with a wide experience of building previous sugar plants. And at that time, all jobs were manual, and the factory needed a total workforce of up to 600 people to be on site. The factory closed during the First World War, By 1919 to 20, the original company was wound up and a new company, the English Sugar Beet Corporation Limited, was founded. Expansion and improvements continued. Today, times have changed.